At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. This is episode number 15. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm joined here by Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. Just had a great week of football, so no complaints. No complaints from you.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was a really good week of football. I mean, Thanksgiving football to start us off.
What's there not to love?
Thanksgiving football, you know, great to watch. And, yeah, there was, even during, like, you know, the Sunday slate of games, a lot of exciting games this week.
So, I know, no even blowouts, a lot of mainly one possession, some two possession games, so definitely a lot to
talk about. Did see a statistic, forget where I saw it, but this has been, the point differential per game has been the lowest, I think, like, since the 30s or something.
Oh, wow.
So it's been
I feel like I saw that, too.
Yeah, it's been a close-knit game, just, like, season so far. So, yeah, definitely interesting. So, yeah, we'll have to see how it goes the rest of the season.
And also, another thing to mention, it is coming up on pretty much everyone's last couple weeks of the fantasy football.
I know our league is very close.
I know, everyone's pretty much within two, like, mostly within two games. So, the last 2 weeks of the regular season. So
yeah, so definitely wrapping it up. Weeks. You know, make some good trades, Nick. Yeah, we'll get right into it. We are going to start us off with some player news. And, Vinny, you want to start us off with some player news?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, these are especially important, you know, with the last weeks of the fantasy playoffs. And one that could be big for some leagues, maybe some deeper leagues, is that Darnell Mooney is out for the season.
Yes.
Which, you know, I guess with an ankle injury, I don't know the severity of it, but...
Yeah,
you know, I guess season's almost done, but still out for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. So, and some of those kind of deeper leagues,
yeah, he could have been a starter.
12 to 16 man, yeah, that is a big miss. And also sticking with the Bears, Justin Fields, we saw him miss last week due to injury, and he's still day to day and may have a chance to play against the Packers, which is a pretty big division.
Yeah,
league.
That
and
is.
We did see the Bears struggle without him.
Yeah,
which just shows that he may be that franchise QB.
I think he is. I mean, he just adds a lot to their offense. So I will have to see. I know they just took a big L without him in this past week. So we'll have to see.
They'll definitely need him with the Packers coming up, and sticking with that division. Aaron Rodgers. We saw him have to leave the game with a rib injury. He's still getting tested over this week, but we did get to see Jordan Love play. So.
Mm-hmm. And also, Rodgers has been playing this entire season with, like, one of the worst thumb injuries you can have.
Oh, really?
Which, yeah, it's so impressive that he's been able to still keep playing and keeping them in some games. But
yeah, I mean, he is up there in touchdown passes.
Yeah, I know. I think he's, like, fourth.
They've definitely started to turn around the offense.
But defense... We'll talk about that later.
We'll get into that later, but let's see what else. See what else we have here. We have J.K. Dobbins returning to practice. So another big fantasy piece to watch. You know, with Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, that RB duo, and then another running back, Travis Etienne. We saw him leave their game early, but I believe it wasn't. I think it was ankle or toe.
I think it was like just a foot. So
yeah, something foot related. But I think he was cleared to return, but they just held him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still practicing this week, and he should be good. Also, finally, Ja'Marr Chase.
I know. I feel like I have both him and Etienne in fantasy, so I'm happy they're both playing.
Chase, what? He's been out five. At least 4 weeks.
A long time.
I think 5 weeks with the high ankle sprain.
I think it was a back injury.
But yeah, we do get to see him back, which is great news for their offense.
And then Aaron Donald, the Rams, just cannot catch a break this year. Aaron Donald gets a high ankle sprain. their season was already done, but this kind of just confirms it. If I'm being honest, they're not going to be coming back from this injury. So definitely interesting.
Yeah, pretty much confirms their Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, that's
like we say every week here.
Yeah.
But let's see what else we have. Also, one, not really much, but I did read that Josh Jacobs may have had a little, I think, calf injury in the Seahawks game in the overtime, so he's still limited practice. He's currently questionable.
He must have gotten injured from putting the entire team on his back. And
that was a monster, and that was crazy.
Yeah.
And then the last two main injuries we have is Kamara. He left the game for some time with abdominal injury, so he's questionable. And also, one that could be very big is McCaffrey is reported to have knee irritation.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he's held out without injuries this season, which we were all surprised by. But
we'll see. If he goes down during, playoff time for fantasy,
that's going to
be
news.
Interesting.
This will be like what his third, pretty much his third consecutive year. I mean, I don't think it's anything serious. But
and also it's late in the season, so. Yeah,
but like the last two fantasy seasons, you just had like pretty much out for basically the whole season. So I don't know how much he can take.
Interesting.
But yeah, we'll see. Then also not injury related, but Deshaun Watson is officially back on the Browns roster, and Joshua Dobbs was waived to make room for him. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if they said anything about him starting.
Watson?
Yeah,
I think he's starting. If you're paying him however much they're paying him, he better be starting. Even though he's made some questionable choices, which I do believe I saw that 10 of the accusers are going to be at that game. Watching him play.
Just, like, on purpose? Like, or they're Browns fans?
I don't think they'd be Browns fans anymore.
Who do they have this week?
They got the Texans, so a bit of a revenge game.
Against his old team. I mean, he's just, with probably arguably the worst defense in the league, the Texans, he's got to just show out against them.
Yeah, he really did. Especially after how much money they paid him.
He's in a pretty tough situation. Yeah. So he's going to have to do really well. And that pretty much wraps up all the main player news that we have. We can get right into the first game, which was
Week 12. Yeah, and Thanksgiving.
First game of the, I think, was it noon? Mm-hmm. Our time, at least. Bills at Lions.
Yeah.
The Bills just squeak out a win 28-25.
Josh Allen leads a game tying drive. Or not game tying, game winning, I guess you can say drive, for a field goal with barely any time left. There was like maybe a few seconds left. And it was an amazing game to watch. I think this was a very entertaining game. The Lions, at sometimes they look like one of the better teams in the league, and then sometimes they look really bad. And then the Bills, while I think they're very good, Josh Allen has shown some struggles, is leading the league in interceptions right now.
Oh, really?
With 11, I believe he has. So
he has had a lot in the second half of the season, but he is throwing the ball probably the most. Top three and probably pass attempts, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and I mean, Isaiah McKenzie kind of showed out for the Bills as he gets 6 catches for 96 yards and a touchdown. Huge game for him. Then on the Lions side, I mean, Jamal Williams continues to dominate in the touchdowns.
Swift still not really getting much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he did have 4 receptions, though.
Mm-hmm.
But Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He dominated.
Dominated. And, I mean, Stephon Diggs still had 77 yards. So, I mean, for him, we'd consider that low, but, still in his usual touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, overall.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game.
Great game to start off the week. You know, I think most people had the Bills. So it wasn't too much a surprise, but it was definitely closer than we thought it would be. I mean, I know the Bills did have some injuries. I know Von Miller got hurt.
Yeah, he went down.
So he left he got hurt pretty early in it, so that's a big piece for that defense. But
yeah.
Overall, pretty great first game.
I agree. And then we can move on to the second game of the Thanksgiving trio, which was the Giants at the Cowboys, where the Cowboys get a 28-20 win. And it looks like they barely squeaked out, but the Giants kind of got a touchdown with, like, barely any time left to, you know, give them that one-score game. But the Cowboys are looking very good. Dak Prescott did kind of struggle, did have two picks. But Zeke finally, I feel like, outperformed Tony Pollard, which I feel like I haven't said that in forever.
I mean, they both had really great games running. Yeah. And receiving wise, CD Lamb,
yeah, he's been
106 yards, and he had that catch in the back of the end zone that they ruled incomplete, but yeah. It was like so close.
He also had that one-handed catch.
That wasn't a catch, but yeah, CD Lamb was just
owning
that franchise. And then for the Giants, Saquon didn't really get much. I mean, 39 rushing yards, yeah. Which against that Dallas defense.
Yeah, they were down the entire game, too. Yeah, so.
That's fair. And then Darius Slayton was their leading receiver with 63 yards.
Yeah.
And I mean, just looking at the stat sheet, Kenny Golladay did not, was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I mean, he's just off. And I feel bad for Daniel Jones. I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but if you look at who he's throwing to, Darius Slayton, Richie James, Isaiah Hodgins. He's throwing to, like, some waiver wire pickups.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely...
He's throwing to Julian's fantasy team, pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, he's definitely improved this season. Like, because I remember him
he's being a big
pretty
step.
Bad in his earlier, I guess, earlier. He's young.
Yeah.
The Giants, you know, 7-4,
mm-hmm.
They're still, still trying to get into the playoffs, which...
Yeah.
I mean, I think... That the Cowboys might be my NFC favorite right now.
I said Cowboys, like, maybe. I mean, 49ers.
I think Dallas and the Eagles play one more time this season, and I think that the Cowboys will. I think the Cowboys.
I could see it.
Just the way his defense is playing, is just unstoppable. And I mean, Philadelphia's defense hasn't been as good. I mean, they let the Packers' offense
kind of go off.
Go off.
So, yeah, definitely something to look out for. The NFC is going to be interesting. Honestly, the AFC is too. The AFC has so many powerhouses.
The AFC is more powerhouses, and then NFC is like, who's just going to somehow squeak in? I mean,
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
anything can happen.
That's true. Which we can move on to the final game of Thanksgiving. Patriots at Vikings, where the Vikings get a 33-26 win. Another one-score game. As it feels all games are.
They all were on, all Thanksgiving. We definitely got we're definitely spoiled with some nice
And honestly, nice offensive games, too. Not a lot of defensive games, which is always great to see. But Mac Jones didn't have a bad game at all. 382 passing yards, which is insane, and two touchdowns, as they kind of didn't really rely on the run game too much. But Kirk Cousins with basically 300 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, did have an interception, led him to victory, and Justin Jefferson continues his dominance. I mean, 139
and a touchdown. I mean,
insane.
I feel like he's been so good. He might have offensive player of the year in the past.
It's got to be him, maybe Tyreek Hill.
Which I feel like I predicted in our season. Or was that you?
I think I might have. One of us definitely predicted.
Yeah, one of us did. But
we'll have to look at that once the season ends, because I think a lot of our predictions were pretty good.
I mean, I know I had Micah Parsons in there.
I think I had Mahomes for
I had
MVP.
Herbert. I had Herbert for passing.
Oh, yeah.
But
we'll have to look at that.
He's been slowing down, but I mean, overall, 139 and a touchdown for Jefferson just seems routine for him at this point.
Yeah, it really does.
And yeah, neither team running the ball. I mean, New England with 45 rushing yards.
Dalvin Cook averaged 1.9 yards a carry. Yikes.
Yeah, he's definitely, I mean, they haven't relied on him as much this season, but he's definitely been slowing down compared to the past couple of seasons.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, yeah, Ramondre, only 36 rushing yards, but 9 receptions and 76 yards for him in the receiving game. which
in
was
a
big
PPR
for me
league, yeah, PPR league, that's all you need. So, yeah. So, but that wraps up all of our Thanksgiving games. So now we can move on to the Sunday games, where it started off with the Texans at the Dolphins, and the Dolphins win 30-15, which it looks like the Texans, like, you know, we only lost by two scores, but the Dolphins were up 30-0 at halftime.
Yeah, they just stopped, pretty much just stopped trying. I mean,
yeah,
Skylar Thompson came in even at the end.
Yeah, Tua is looking really good. You know, had almost 300 yards, a touchdown. So it doesn't seem like that crazy, but I mean,
and he spread out the ball too. Waddle and Hill both with 85, and then getting some more players involved.
Yeah,
like 55 River. Receiving yards, 33, 26.
Yeah.
Are they have Cedric? Is that Cedric Wilson Jr. and Jeff Wilson Jr.? I wonder if they're related.
I doubt
it. The receiving.
I really don't think so. Jeff Wilson's been in the league for a while. I think Cedric.
Wait, let me see. I mean, I don't know if I could tell off it.
I don't think so.
27. Let's see how old Jeff Wilson is. 26. I mean, they could be really.
No. I just looked it up. They're not related.
Oh. But either way, yeah. I mean, looking at Houston, 1-9.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much, I mean, without that tie, I mean, you take out the tie.
Which, yeah.
Wait, who did they tie?
The Colts, which.
That's just, oh my gosh. I mean, after that, yeah. After that tie, I was like, yeah, the
look
Colts.
Look at Damian Pierce. Pretty much their only offensive threat, 5 carries for 8 yards.
I guess they're pretty much throwing the ball the whole game when they're down 30.
Yeah, Kyle Allen did have 40 pass attempts. Which, when you have a guy like Kyle Allen passing that much, it's never going to go well for you.
Houston, yeah, they're easily getting the first overall pick, which
I think very easily.
They definitely need it because the offense is worse in the league, defense probably worse.
I think the Broncos offense might actually be worse, but like statistically.
Like you are, I mean.
I think yeah, I think the Broncos is worse.
I think I. They're definitely up there. I mean, this week definitely didn't help.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Just yeah, overall, what we expected. Dolphins, you know, could be looking like an AFC favorite.
Yeah. I definitely think that
no one's really been able to slow down this offense. And the defense has been looking pretty solid. I mean, you know, you obviously have the Chiefs, which is pretty much everyone's favorite right now.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins are definitely up there. I mean,
oh,
you could put Bengals up there.
I'm just looking at this now. Total TDs. The Broncos have the least amount of total TDs scored under the Texans.
What are the number?
The Broncos have 14 total touchdowns, and the Texans have 17 total touchdowns.
What's the most at?
The most has 39 by the Chiefs.
So they're over double.
Yeah.
Over double than that.
Yes.
That's just sad. Russell Wilson. That's just sad.
Nearly triple. Yeah, nearly triple. If the Broncos had one less touchdown, they'd be triple the amount of touchdowns. Which
just
is insane.
Sad. Honestly, let's just move into the Broncos game right now
while
we're talking about it. Where
just
a
embarrassing
pathetic performance against the Panthers. Where the Panthers win 23-10.
They have looked good at times.
The Panthers?
Yeah.
I mean, they beat the Bucks. They can surprise
you.
Yeah, I mean,
but then, but they're still not that good. Which I mean, with the Panthers winning this game, that
like
NFC
done
South is so close. Like every single team has a losing record right now.
I know, and one of them has to make the playoffs.
I know,
which is just so weird to think about. I mean, I feel like the Panthers may have been doing better since they lost McCaffrey.
I know. It feels like, I mean, Deonta Foreman. I don't really know how to say his first name, but
he's been going off.
Yeah, he had 113 yards. I mean, he's almost better than McCaffrey. And DJ Moore, I mean, has 103 yards and a touchdown.
I mean, he's definitely benefited from McCaffrey going and Robbie Anderson going. But yeah, just going back to the Broncos, only putting up 10 points against a bottom tier defense.
Yeah.
I mean, Latavius Murray looked good on the ground.
He did have one.
He had a big 52-yard run. And then Russell Wilson adds a touchdown pass to his the bathrooms versus touchdown pass. Still, I think he's at, what, 8 or 9
I
now?
Think 8 touchdown passing touchdowns, yeah. So.
Which, it's going to be close, but I don't think I don't think he's going to get it.
I hope he doesn't. That'd be so funny.
It's just...
It's bad.
The Broncos country is just not riding. They've just been They've been riding L's the entire season.
Yeah, Sam Darnold at QB for the Panthers gets it done. So
I mean, I didn't do, you know, too much. 164 and a touchdown, no interceptions, and no sack.
Yeah, but, so, you know, he didn't really have to when the run game was going so well. So
yeah, I mean, the Broncos do have probably, you know, one of the best pass defenders. I feel like I saw a stat. I don't know the exact stat. I don't know if you saw this. Maybe it might have been a couple weeks, like last week, but I think if the Broncos offense like would score like more than 16 or 18 points in their games, they'd be like
9-1
9, like almost undefeated.
Yeah.
But just goes to show you when you have like the defense doing so much and the and Russell Wilson doing so little.
He's just awful this year. And I'm not sure if you saw this. One of their D tackles was like screaming at Russell Wilson on the sideline.
I wonder what he's like on the... I wonder if he's as cringe on the sideline as he is.
Which I also don't think it's all his fault.
I mean, yeah, there's...
Their coach, Nathaniel Hackett, I believe his name is.
Coaching is not great. The O-line could use work. Yeah. And then, I mean, receiving-wise, like... Yeah, they normally would have Judy. They normally have Judy and Tim Patrick and Cortland. So, like, the receivers are... will be there.
Yeah,
maybe,
but
next season we'll see if they can turn it around.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But it's bad.
Some work. But let's move on to the Bengals and Titans game, where the Bengals win 20-16 in a very close game. Went down to the last possession.
I mean, Derrick Henry in this game was practically the Titans' entire offense, only with 38. Rushing yards, averaging 2.2 yards a carry. So he kind of got... I'm not sure if you've noticed this, but whenever Derrick Henry runs, sometimes I feel like he just goes down so easily.
And maybe it's usually just him running into the crowd.
Yeah.
Of, like, the...
Exactly.
I forget what it's called, but, like, he has the... Or I saw he has the most, like, yards against, like, a... Some, like, packed box or whatever when it was, like, eight or more defenders, like, in that... In, like, near the line of scrimmage. But, I mean, they pretty much just... game plan for it, because you can just tell when they're just gonna give it to him.
He
was the leading receiver with that, with the 69 yard reception, and then he fumbled on the 1 yard line, but luckily
they did recover.
I think Trey or Burks picked it up, which you know, sucks for me in fantasy. Still got the dub this week though. But
but then on the other side, Joe Burrow without Joe Mixon still played really good. 270 and a touchdown. And then receiving-wise, he will only throw to three people. He'll only throw to T. Higgins, Hayden Hurst, or Samaje Perine.
That's just coming from a Tyler Boyd starter in fantasy.
Yeah,
that's why.
I am a bit salty about that.
Yeah, Higgins with another big week. I think back-to-back over 100-yard weeks. But, you know, Chase is coming back.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I have a fantasy, or Higgins is fantasy, so could be bad news.
Chase.
But, I mean... like you said, P. Ryan filled the role great. I mean, last week, I think he had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
This week, he comes out 58 rushing yards, 35 receiving.
Yeah, he's done really good. I think the Bengals' offense is improving a lot. They're kind of back to...
They've definitely turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like without Jamar Chase...
Yeah.
They've turned it around.
Yeah, I mean, Jamar Chase was doing so good right before he got hurt. But I do think their entire team is now starting to go in just another powerhouse for the AFC. So we will have to see.
And also, I did see a stat. I remember when I was watching the game that the Titans, who their defense has been very good recently, they have the longest streak in the NFL of holding teams to under 21 points, which is now 8 games. And I think the second is the 49ers, which was like 5 or 4.
Hmm.
But yeah, the the Titans' defense has definitely been looking great. I mean, they held the Chiefs under 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's
week in that overtime
that's
game.
That's rare.
I'm liking the Titans a lot.
Yeah,
I
think
in that division,
they're looking a lot better.
I think they're one of my sleeper picks.
Yeah, I would agree.
Playoff sleeper, but I say we move on to
Jets at Bears, or I guess it's Bears at Jets. But Jets get the win, 31-10. And, no Justin Fields and no Zach Wilson.
But the Jets didn't seem to need Zach
better.
Wilson at all. Yeah, they looked way better.
Yeah, far better as Mike White. I feel like he either plays horrible or looks like the best quarterback of all time as he gets 315 yards.
I mean, last year,
and three touchdowns.
Didn't last year he had a stretch of, like, really good
games?
Yeah,
he went off last year.
I mean, I think... You know, it's hard for them to admit because, you know, Zach Wilson was, like, the first round pick. He's younger.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Mike White has just played better. The fans love him. Like, the fans are always chanting his name.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can see clips of Zach Wilson on the sideline just looking all mad in his hood.
Someone said Zach Wilson is probably like, oh, just wait till I get a hold of his mom. And
yeah, Zach Wilson, I mean, we saw, like, what, that... His interview the press conference last week. You can tell what kind of player he is, and that's someone you don't really want leading the team. So we'll see how long they stick with Mike White. And also, we're not talking about the Bears defense here, which is really bad. And then Bears side, Simeon gets to start without Fields.
Chase Claypool was actually their leading receiver. So, starting to, get back in the groove.
Now that Mooney's out, he'll probably be...
Mm-hmm.
Him and Cole Kmet are, like, the main targets of that offense.
I agree. And I'm pretty sure Herbert is coming back soon.
He's been on IR for while now.
He should be coming back soon, so... Yeah, something to look out for. I mean, the Bears... their season's pretty much done already.
They have hope for next year.
If
they can get some draft picks, work on the defense, and then maybe try to get Fields a couple more weapons.
Yeah, maybe offensive line.
Yeah, that would definitely. I mean, but maybe the bad offensive line helps him so he can scramble
more. True.
It's almost a designed run.
Yeah.
Scramble.
Yeah, that's true. But we'll have to see how they do in the offseason. But the Jets moved to 7-4.
That division
good
is just
AFC
been...
team. It's insane. There are
that
so
division...
many. I mean, looking at teams in the AFC that have a greater than 500 record, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in the AFC. As opposed to in the NFC, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's only 7 in the AFC, or in the NFC.
And how many in the AFC?
9 in the AFC. So, and 4 of those are from the NFC East for the NFC. So, a lot of really bad teams in the NFC as opposed to really good teams in the AFC, so...
Which was it like that last year?
I don't think it really was.
I don't think there was much of a huge drop off. But I feel like I'm not used to seeing this big of a difference. Maybe I just haven't paid attention before, but just very interesting. Tough for some of those good AFC teams with easily winning records that won't get in. Which is unfortunate. But I say we move on to the Falcons game. Mm-hmm. Where we see the Commanders get another win, 19-13. Taylor Heinicke's been—he's
been very good very good, but better than
since
Carson
Wentz, they've definitely improved.
Yeah, they're at 7-5 right now. Definitely, I think going to be a playoff contender as Brian Robinson gets his first 100-yard game of his career. I love to see.
He definitely 18 carries, 105 yards. definitely looked great in the ground. But yeah, not much. I mean, Taylor Heinicke only threw for 138.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of surprised.
I mean, it was a bit rainy during that game. So, you know, can't blame him too much. I mean, Marcus Mariota only had 174 on the other side. As, you know, the Falcons, I feel like, are just such a hit-or-miss team.
I mean, also, I don't even... I mean, Drake London, still only 2 receptions. I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name, but...
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus, 91 yards, and I think Kyle Pitts... has been on IR because I think it was like right after we made the podcast last week that he did. But I think I don't know if he's out for the season. I forget
think,
if he is.
I think he might be. I wouldn't be surprised even if they just sat him.
Mariota doesn't really have many weapons, but they can still somehow make the playoffs. I mean, yeah, they're 5-7.
A horrible division. So
yeah, that division. I mean, they're five. They're sitting at 5-7 and second in the NFC South.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which. Yeah, we don't see that too often. I mean, I don't know. It's still anyone's division. I mean, Bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Bucks are gonna win it.
Yeah,
I mean, especially after this week.
Which I mean, yeah, that was a pretty bad game. Which I guess we can go right to that game now, where Browns beat the Bucks 23-17, and I think it all came from David Njoku with. An insane one-handed catch, fourth down, barely any time left. Njoku goes down one-handed catch to tie the game up. And then in overtime, the Browns, you know, get it and they win. So, yeah, definitely looking like the Browns. I still don't think they're good.
I think... They probably, I think they'll probably finish. I hope, I mean, I'd like to see them last in the AFC North. I'd like to think, I mean, Steelers maybe turn it around.
Kenny Pickett
may be the franchise man. But we'll see. I mean, Deshaun Watson, well, next week will be interesting.
I'm very interested if Deshaun Watson starts.
I wonder what, is the game, do you know if it's like a primetime game?
I don't think it is.
They should have made it the Sunday nighter.
I think it's just like a regular old game.
Regular old 1 o'clocker, but yeah, overall, Buccaneers are 5-6. I mean, are they first? Yeah, they're first in the NFC South, but they're a game
barely.
Yeah, and they have the Saints, which I could honestly see them losing. 49ers.
No, I can see them,
Easily losing. Bengals, I can see them easily losing that. Cardinals, could be close. Panthers, Falcons. I mean...
Kind of an easy
I wanna
end.
I want to see... I'll check... I'm going to check the Falcons. What is the Falcons schedule looking like for the rest of the year? Because that'll be...
Yeah, that could be a big determining factor.
I mean,
factor.
Steelers is this week, so winnable Saints, winnable Ravens, Cardinals, and Bucks. I mean, honestly, it might come down to that last game of
the year. It really could.
Yeah, because Saints, I don't know.
Saints
if
have been so
Saints
bad.
Are 4-8. I don't really see them winning it, that division.
Their offense is just atrocious.
Yeah, it's just a bad division.
Yeah.
I say we move on to some better teams to a very close game. The Ravens in Jacksonville against the Jaguars, where they win... Or the Jaguars win 28-27.
Off the 2-point conversion near the end of the game. A ballsy call. And also, I mean, they get the go-ahead, but, I mean, Justin Tucker almost hit a 66-yarder or something.
I think it was 67,
maybe, yeah.
Or was it 69?
I don't think it was, maybe.
I feel like it was 69 yards.
Maybe. I mean, it was an absurd field goal.
Yeah, they put that much trust in him. I mean...
Yeah.
Which, I think, still, like, maybe 5 yards short.
Yeah.
But it was still, like, online accuracy. I'm going to see the exact
stuff. Yeah, and while he's looking that up, Lamar had a pretty good game, 254 yards and a touchdown with 89 rushing yards. So, a pretty good game. And then, on the other side of the ball, Etienne did go down early, but You know, Jamichael Hasty did fill in decently, had 67 receiving yards with a receiving touchdown, but Zay Jones with 145 receiving yards.
And it was a 67, but still, 67. It's just crazy they even trust them from that far.
I mean, I feel like it gives you their best chance to win.
Yeah, and then, but like you said, Zay Jones did have the controversial touchdown.
Oh, catch yes, I did see where, that.
I mean, so like they were just basically saying he got 1 foot down, then like part of his shin came down.
Yeah.
Which honestly, to me, it didn't even look like, it was more like his ankle that went down.
Yeah, it was a weird.
I'm surprised, like, honestly, with some of the things that they call incomplete, I'm surprised they called surprised they called that a touchdown.
Yeah, and speaking of controversial, the Jaguars mascot, I'm not sure if you saw this, was in a Speedo. Their mascot was pretty much some dude with a Jaguar head painted in, like, you know, yellow and blue with a Speedo. Well,
where's the regular mascot?
I don't know.
Are you sure that was the real mascot or just someone in the stands?
No, he was on the field with the players.
I didn't see that.
Let me, I can pull it up for you because it was, here. The viewers won't be able to see it, but some dude was just in a Speedo out there.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's controversial. I say that's a pretty. I mean, you gotta get the Jacksonville fans hyped up.
I
somehow.
Guess that's true. They won, so, yeah, so maybe doing it worked. Something.
I mean, they scored 18 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, huge comeback. So
and the Baltimore scored 15.
Ravens just keep choking away games.
I think they have the most chokes in the league.
I think they easily have to. It's been really bad for them this year.
So. But yeah, they're sitting at 7-4. I think they are same record as the Bengals, but they're first. I think they have the win over them. Do they have the win over them?
Yeah, they do.
They do. Okay. Yeah. So you know that division, AFC North, still up for grabs. Yeah. Who knows if maybe the Steelers can win out and sneak?
I don't think so. Don't think so. Yeah. We can move on next to the Raiders. Versing the Seahawks, where the Raiders finally on a win streak.
Probably the game of the week. I mean, this was a maybe
high
week,
scoring,
but, yeah, just easily higher scoring. 74 total
overtime game. Josh Jacobs gets a long run to get them the win. He had 229 rushing yards with two touchdowns.
Yeah, and even insane. Without that run, it was like an 86-yard run. Even without that run, still just. A monster game and led them in receiving yards.
Yeah.
Tied with Adams for 74 yards.
Just insane game from Josh Jacobs.
I think I did see some about since the Raiders didn't give him the fifth year option.
He's been playing better.
He's been playing way better.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I just think, they just paid Devontae so much money.
Yeah, they probably don't have the money for him, and he would definitely want a decent contract. I mean, he's been solid, like, so far in his career. Like, I don't think he's been amazing.
Yeah, but he's been decent. Yeah. I think if the Raiders want to keep winning, you got to get rid of Derek Carr. He's just hasn't been it this year. And, like, it's just been pretty bad for him. And then on the other side, like, Geno Smith, you know, played pretty good. 328, two touchdowns, did have an interception. Only 26 rushing yards for Kenneth Walker, but did have two touchdowns. And then DK, of course, led them in receiving yards.
With 11 receptions, and then the next most was 3 with Lockett.
Yeah, that's...
So they were relying on him.
Yeah, they were force-feeding, especially... I mean, the Raiders' secondary is pretty bad. Yeah.
Both his defenses aren't...
Yeah, very...
Aren't good at all, so...
Very bad.
I like to see the
Seahawks
shootout style.
2-game losing streak now.
And 6-5, yeah, they've definitely slowed down a bit. Still second in the NFC West. And, like, let's look at their remaining schedule. I mean, they got the Rams this week, which I think should be a dub. And then, you know, Panthers should be a dub. 49ers and Chiefs could be tough. And then
if they can win one of those games, I think they should make playoffs.
Yeah, will they go far? I don't think so, but for a team that, you know...
Maybe make it to the division.
For a team that people were saying is easily under 4 wins.
Yeah, that's been impressive.
You gotta give credit to Pete Carroll and Geno Smith.
Yeah.
And he's turned his entire career around.
Also, their draft picks on defense have been so good. I kind of forget their names. Al Woods, I believe.
I mean, and they're still without Jamal Adams, too.
That is true. I forgot about that.
That'll be a big addition next year.
Yeah, it will be. But we can move on next to the Chargers at the Cardinals. Where the Chargers also go for 2 late game, get it to win 25-24. Cardinals continue to struggle, but Justin Herbert finally has a good game, has all of his targets back, except for Mike Williams, I believe. And he had 274 yards and 3 touchdowns, also leading them in rushing. So, Eckler, oh my gosh. Eckler had 11 catches.
And only 5 carries.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's insane.
Yeah, I did have to start Herbert this week in fantasy because Fields has been out.
Yeah,
and
it's
Fields
good.
Has been great, but yeah, Herbert, who has been pretty disappointing. I mean,
played really good.
Definitely turned it around. And Kyler Murray, he was questionable to play. I remember last week, but Colt McCoy does not get the start, and Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
I mean, doesn't look great.
Doesn't look great at
all. James Conner looked great on the ground.
Yeah.
25 carries, 120 yards. D-Hop, still 87 yards and a touchdown. Marquise Brown, he's been back from IR.
Yeah, he had a decent game. And Keenan Allen for the Chargers also had his, I think, first touchdown since coming back. So, yeah, finally good to see him back. And
then, I mean, Chargers are 6-5 now, second in the AFC.
I don't think they have a chance to win the
West.
But,
I mean,
but
they
definitely,
definitely can't win.
Should make playoffs.
But Raiders, I mean, the Raiders are have two more lot. Like, they're 4-7. The Raiders are 4-7. And they play this week. So if the Raiders can win that game, and then, honestly, they have, like, they play the Dolphins after that. The Chargers play the Dolphins after that. And then they play the Titans.
Dang.
Honestly, the Raiders may... I'm going to look at the Raiders. The Raiders may be able to slide into
second place.
I
wouldn't get too confident. It is still the Raiders.
Yeah, that's true.
They've been really bad this year.
But, I mean, let's see this. Looking at the Raiders' remaining schedule. Chargers, and they have the Rams, winnable. Patriots could be tough, but then Steelers is winnable. 49ers and Chiefs. Okay, maybe they do have a tough schedule. But who knows?
We'll see.
The Chiefs also do.
We'll see.
I don't know if they can. Yeah, they probably won't get a wild card.
Yeah, probably not.
The AFC is too strong.
Yeah, and then we can move on next to some NFC teams. The Saints versus the 49ers, where the 49ers win 13-0. Easily the most boring game.
Lowest scoring game of the week.
Yeah, it was a very, not fun game to watch. It was Andy Dalton versus Jimmy Garoppolo, two just old quarterbacks who are well past, I'm not sure if they ever had a prime.
I mean,
but
Jimmy G, you can't keep hating on him. He's a winning quarterback.
I mean,
he has a great record.
I mean, look at the team around him, though. He's got McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Ayuk, Debo, George Kittle. I mean,
best defense, probably. Yeah.
And one of the best offensive lines, too.
I mean, I don't know how they have that much even, like, salary cap.
I know.
They just have... I mean, Jimmy G has definitely a lot of help.
Their offense or their defense has been so good this year. I mean, the Saints' offense was just non-existent.
Putting up 0 points. Dalton looks 204 yards, no interceptions, which is good news for him.
He led them in earn rushing.
Yeah, I mean, zero run game. Kamara, 7 rushes, 13 yards. Receiving wise, I mean. Olave was 62, Shahid 53, Kamara 37. Just pretty much no offense.
Yeah, and really no defense either. So
not much to say about this game.
Yeah,
just
a boring.
Just
game.
What you, I mean, pretty much what you'd expect. 49ers defense just putting up a shutout.
Yeah.
And I don't see the Saints winning that.
I can't
division.
Either.
They got some work to do.
I agree. And then we can move on next to the Rams at the Chiefs, where the Chiefs win 26-10. Honestly, a bit disappointing in the Chiefs. Mahomes, 320 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. I felt like the Chiefs were just not playing that well. Like, in total, I mean. Kelce, only 57 yards and a touchdown. Very spread out.
Oh.
How many players is that? With above 15 yards, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players with 15-plus receiving yards. Crazy. But, I mean, the Rams' defense is still pretty good, but I feel like the Chiefs just gotta put up more points.
I mean, I guess we do. We hold them to pretty high expectations.
That is true.
Saying that 26 points is, I guess, low for them, but...
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the Rams, Perkins.
Yeah, third string.
Who's the second string for them?
I completely forget his name.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I didn't recognize Perkins as the usual backup.
Yeah, he's definitely not their
backup. He led them in rushing yards. Cam Akers, you know, does nothing as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then... But, you know, without Van Jefferson is their leading receiver with 29 yards.
Oh, John Wolford is the other.
Yeah, still no Cooper Kupp, which, you know, I don't know if it would have made much of a difference.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, again, not much to say. The Chiefs are 9-2. You know, easily the AFC favorites with the Bills, which I'm liking. I forget. Didn't the Bills win? The Bills beat the Chiefs in their game.
Bills, but honestly,
I kind of like the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs are my AFC favorite.
I guess that's pretty much definitely the majority. I mean, them and the Bills, but we'll definitely see that rematch in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so it will be another great game. But I say we move on to Packers at Eagles, where. The Eagles win 40-33. I mean, Packers put up a pretty good fight. You gotta give them some credit.
I didn't hate the game from the team. I think the defense just kind of, you know, did let us down a little bit. The rushing was insane. I think that the Eagles had the highest rushing game they've had in like years. Jalen Hurts gets 157 rushing yards. And Miles Sanders with 143 did have two touchdowns from Miles Sanders. So, insane game. Jalen Hurts just played so well. Their defense, honestly, didn't even play that bad. But I think the big thing for me, at least, as a Packers fan, is Jordan Love comes in, goes 6-for-9, 113 yards, and a touchdown. Pretty good from Jordan Love. I think... You can't really complain about that too much, especially if we might need him in the future. And then Christian Watson continues to dominate with 110 yards and a touchdown. He's been really
good. He's been getting so many touchdowns. I saw I forget his exact like percent, but I think it's like he has a 23% like touchdown to catch ratio. Yeah. So like 23% of his catches are touchdowns.
Which is crazy.
Which, I mean, he doesn't have a ton of catches on the season, but still,
he has more touchdowns than like Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill.
Actually,
yeah.
He's been playing
very good.
I mean, he's been the receiver one the past few weeks. Lazard only with two receptions for 24 yards.
Definitely interesting. But I do think the Packers aren't going to make the playoffs. I think everyone already knew that, but I was just trying to hang on to hope. But
I mean, yeah, definitely some bright spots. I mean, they're playing a 10-1 team. I mean, Packers have the Bears next week. If Justin Fields doesn't play, I think it's an easy win. And they have the Rams, which is winnable for them. Dolphins and Vikings will be tough, and the Lions.
I think as long as we can beat the Vikings, that's all I care about. I just want to beat the Vikings.
Which they do need revenge from that week one.
Yeah, they do.
Aaron Rodgers is, it looks like that he does have like good, or it is looking good with his rib injury, so I think he's on pace to play, which, I mean, I would be interesting to see Jordan Love play like a full game that's
End
of the season.
I would be interested to see that.
Yeah, he's just been like a sitting duck back there. I don't know what they're going to.
I almost want him to
play. I kind of feel bad because, like, if you look at all the other first round quarterback that have like gotten chances. Like, yeah. You know, Mac Jones, Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much any of the ones over the past 3 years, they've all been like immediate starters.
Yeah, and but he's
Love's just been sitting back there. Which, I don't know.
It sucks. He was our pick. He was a first round pick for us.
I know you were. I remember when that pick happened. You were disappointed.
I was very disappointed.
I know a lot of Packers fans were, but I mean, I said we move on to the last game of the week, the Monday Nighter, the Steelers and Colts.
Yeah,
where the Steelers get the win, 24-17.
Yeah, Kenny Pittsburgh, 20 for 28, 174 yards, and then two rushing touchdowns by Benny Snell and Najee Harris, one for each. The Steelers. I mean, I think this was also more just the Colts being awful. Jonathan Taylor looks like their only bright spot recently, as Matt Ryan
looked horrible. And I mean, you predicted Colts, which I was surprised, I don't know, as a Steelers fan, you gotta go roll with the Steelers, and you know, they're 4-7. I mean, let's just peep. Looking at the remaining schedule, I mean, they still have to play the Ravens twice, but then besides that, it's all winnable games.
Like, they have to win five.
Falcons, Panthers.
They have to win 5 out of the 6 remaining games to have a
winning record.
Yeah, which they could beat the Falcons, Panthers, Raiders. I think those should all be good. But
so they just have to beat the Ravens once.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's unlikely, but it's definitely possible. I mean, even if they end with an even record.
Well, they can't. The best that they could do would be 9-8. Because we're up to 17 games now.
Oh.
So. I mean,
you know, I feel like we've definitely turned it around some. I mean, we did lose. I mean, we lost the last week to the Bengals, but it was a pretty close game.
Yeah, it was close
for the most of the game.
I mean, the Steelers have kept it close. Dolphins was one score. Bucks, they did win. Jets was one score. Patriots was one score. Which I think that might have been preseason, but
yeah.
I mean, a lot of close games.
Yeah, I'd like to see Mike Tomlin keep the winning
season. Yeah, that would be
alive, but it would
be impressive.
It is unlikely.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a bit unlikely. But that wraps up Week 12 of NFL football. So now we can move on to Week 13. Our predictions,
which we didn't update it from last week. Update our records, but I know we had pretty. I mean, we had a lot of disagreements.
I think some of ours went. I think we each went about like, I'm guessing 9-5.
Yeah, like I know you. I had Steelers and you, and I had the Steelers win, but you had.
I had the Bengals.
You had the Jets win. And the Bengals win. And then we were.
You had Raiders.
Yeah, but we were pretty much the same on everything.
Yeah.
So pretty fair week last week. And then this week, I think we got some pretty interesting matchups. First matchup is Bills at Patriots.
Which, I feel like the Patriots could win this game, but I got this one going to the Bills.
I'm going with you on that. I mean, the Patriots, like, you know, this week looked pretty good. But then the week before they had that just, like, atrocious game with the Jets.
It
was atrocious game. So, like, I mean, if they play like that.
Yeah.
No. But if they play like how they played this week, they definitely have a chance. I mean, kept it close with the Vikings, who did beat the Bills. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go Bears, and then up next we got Packers. Or I meant, but up next we got Packers at Bears.
Yeah, you know what my pick is gonna be. I'm picking Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears, so
yeah,
he's got to win this game.
I don't know what is. I mean, you probably have a better guess than me of what his record is against the Bears.
But I know it's a lot.
It's absurd.
Yeah. He really owns them.
Yeah, and even if Justin Fields play, I think the Packers
Still.
And yeah, that Bears defense is just horrible.
Yeah.
I think the Packers can stay in it. And then we got Steelers at Falcons. Which you know, I got to ride with the Steelers. I mean, we need this win.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with the Steelers. I think they're, you know, riding a hot streak as the Falcons have kind of been riding a struggling streak. So I got the Steelers in this one as well. So yeah.
Steelers Nation definitely needs this win.
Yeah.
And then we got Jets at Vikings. Which, I mean,
could be an interesting game. I got to go into the Vikings, though. I feel like...
Yeah, Vikings are, you know, sitting at 9-2. They're riding a pretty... I mean, if you take out the Cowboys loss, where I don't know what they got killed 40-3, yeah. They'd be on 1-2-3.
They'd be on a pretty crazy...
They'd be on a 9-game win streak if they would have won that Cowboys. But still, just they've been on a tear, and you know, Jets maybe would have put up a fight, but yeah, I'm going with the fight.
Yeah, I agree. And then next up, we have Jags at the Lions, where, once again, I feel like this one could be a toss-up, but I got this one going to the Lions.
I actually said Lions, too. I mean, both teams are really hit or miss. Like,
yeah.
You'll see... They're both unpredictable teams. Like, you know, Jaguars can beat the Ravens, and then they'll get shut out the next week.
Yeah.
And then Lions can keep it close with the Bills, and then...
And then just randomly
get just absolutely short. I mean, I got that going to the Lions as well. Yeah. And then we got Titans at Eagles up next, which I think is going to be an interesting one. And honestly, I'm going to take Titans.
Oh, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one. I'm going to go with the Eagles on this one. It's in Philly, which, you know, I don't think helps a ton, but I do think, I just think the Eagles are going to win this one. It's got a good feeling.
I feel like, you know, the the safe answer would be Eagles, but, like,
Titans have looked pretty good at times.
Titans, I mean, they did get the loss this week, but, you know, it was against the Bengals, and they put up a good... And I mean, Eagles are better, aren't they? Better? Don't they have a better pass defense? Really? Aren't they more of a pass defense?
Yeah,
maybe
I would
say solid in general. But
yeah,
I think if they can get Derrick Henry cooking,
yeah,
I think the Titans defense can put up a good fight against the Eagles. That'll be the game to watch.
I think it will
probably
be as
the
well.
Game. I think that'll be the game to watch this week. Just looking.
Yeah.
Quickly. I mean. See, up next, we got Browns at Texans.
Where it's Sean Watson's return.
Which, I guess this may be the game to watch.
Yeah.
For other reasons, besides it being a good game. But, yeah, Browns.
I got Browns easily.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson just needs to go on a tear.
Yeah.
He's starting his revenge tour right now.
He definitely could. And then after that, Commanders at Giants. Where, honestly, this is going to be another good game to watch in the NFC. East.
Yeah.
I got this one going to the Commanders.
I was gonna pick the Commanders too. I mean, they just look. Giants have definitely slowed down.
Yeah, and the Commanders have looked pretty good recently.
Yeah, I gotta go Command too.
Yeah.
I still think it'll be a good game though. And then we got Broncos at Ravens. I mean, is there really anything?
Yeah.
To say here?
I mean, I think we both know what we're each gonna be saying here.
The Broncos country, oh my god.
It's awful. We should have known their season was over as soon as that video came out.
Which one are you... Are you talking about the one of him in bed with the...
No. That was the Seahawks one.
The one of him in bed with his wife.
Yeah, he goes... What did he say? He said, "Hey, Seattle, I'm back." And she goes, "Go Hawks." it was so weird.
That's up there for cringiest.
Yeah.
Videos, definitely. But then Dolphins at 49ers. I think
this will be a good offense versus a good defense. But I got this one going to the Dolphins. It is in San Francisco.
I mean, I could see Dolphins, but I'm going to go 49ers. Maybe just to disagree with you there.
Yeah, but I think it's going to go Dolphins. I don't know.
I mean,
that's going to be another good game.
The 49ers did just get a shutout.
Yeah, that is true.
But I guess, to be fair, I'm much worse off the Dolphins.
Yeah. The next up, Seahawks at Rams. We have, you know, an interesting game. It's got to go to the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to go Seahawks too.
Yeah.
But the Rams, I mean, could still be a close game. The Rams
are so bad.
Yeah, the offense, I don't know if Matt Stafford's, I haven't seen.
I don't think actually, he's on concussion protocol, so he might be
even bad. If he does play, though, still, without Cooper Kupp.
That's true.
They're getting, the offense moves the ball basically nowhere.
That is true.
And then Chargers at Raiders. I mean, divisional matchup. You already know I got to ride with the Raiders here. This is
I'm going to have to disagree.
Dude, I don't know. The Raiders are coming off a big game.
Yeah, but I mean, the Chargers kind of are too. So we'll have
Raiders,
to see.
The Raiders have turned it around.
Honestly, a lot of good games in the second half of.
Oh, yeah.
Because up next.
Bengals, that'll be a great one.
I got this going to the Chiefs.
I know. You can't bet against
they're so good.
Bet against the Chiefs, but yeah, that'll be a good game to watch. And then up next, which won't be a good game, Colts at Cowboys.
No way the Colts win this. I mean, never voting for
Cowboys
them again.
At home. Yeah, you were riding them like the first four or five games of the season. Yeah. It was just bad.
It was really
bad. Yeah, I mean Cowboys at home, I mean if they can pretty much shut out the Vikings.
Yeah.
The Colts offense has no.
I agree.
We saw how Matt Ryan played against Steelers defense. Was Steelers secondary very poor?
That's
a Cowboy. And then last game.
Saints at Bucks.
Saints at Buccaneers, which is a pretty big game for that division.
That's a very big game for this division.
And honestly.
Do I want to go with the safe pick or do I want to go with the ball?
I'm going to go with Bucks. I'm going to go with, I guess you would say, safe pick Bucks. Yeah. But I mean, it's really hard to say.
I'm going to go Bucks as well. I think they're probably going to win. And I just need to get a couple wins. So.
Yeah, we'll update. We'll have to check what our predictions were for last week. And then, this will be, I mean, there's not many weeks left. I mean,
we're
on week 13 coming up.
And then we got 14, 15, 16, and then 17 and 18. So
almost playoffs. It'll be an interesting
interesting
time, especially for the podcast.
Yeah, and oh man, week 18 is gonna be so good with all the divisional matches, and gonna be interesting to see how
you guys will have to be staying tuned.
Yeah, once playoffs start, it's gonna be better.
Big things are coming.
Yeah,
I say.
Yeah, but thank you guys for listening. Episode 15. Officially over. You made it. Congratulations.
Yeah, if you stuck around, thank you. We appreciate it. As always, be sure, check us out on Instagram, TikTok. I mean, you're on probably Apple Music or Spotify right now. But, we are a little bit late on this episode.
Yeah.
Well, we're normally the Tuesday nighters, but we had to watch the big USA versus Iran game, which...
World Cup.
USA took that... Big dub and moves on. I don't know.
Big game.
I don't know if they have, like they said, who. I don't think they know who we're.
We're playing Netherlands.
Oh, and so, that's single. That's like single elimination.
Yeah.
Now.
So, hopefully USA can, pull it out. Shout out to Pulisic, Captain America, baby.
Captain America. Yeah, guys. That wraps up the episode. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys next week. Peace.